Larry Flanagan, General Secretary at EIS, recording on music in schools. The impact of COVID-19 on instrumental music tuition within schools has been significant. Clearly there are limits on the playing of certain instruments, the use of voice in terms of singing, and the working environment that has to be there to support young people's access to music. Despite all of these problems, we're very clear that the role of music in young people's education is absolutely critical, and the pressures which have been put on instrumental music tuition over the past few years because of budget cuts and the introduction or increase in charges, I think has left the service in a weaker state than it should have been, and that's been further threatened by COVID-19. It is absolutely clear, however, that in terms of young people's health and well-being, in terms of educational attainment, and in terms of their engagement with the learning process, that we have to maintain access to instrumental music tuition, and we would simply urge councils to revisit their budget commitments in this area to make sure that every young person is entitled to access instrumental music tuition if they wish, and that is provided free to young people, because otherwise we simply confirm the inequities that exist because of the existence of poverty in our societies. So this is a critical moment for instrumental music tuition, and we would urge local authorities to make sure that they make the necessary investments.